Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on AIRS LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Today's articles are from the September 2025 edition. Branch out. Make tart crab apples into sweet preserves. You can enjoy them year-round. Spiced crabapple jelly. Active 45 minutes. Total 1 hour 35 minutes plus 2 hours of cooling and 24 hours in standing. Makes 4 cups or 4 8-ounce jars. 3 pounds fresh crabapples. 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice from 1 large lemon. 3 whole cloves, 1 3-inch cinnamon stick, 3 and 1/3 cups granulated sugar. Step 1. Wash crab apples well. Cut each one in half lengthwise and remove the stems. Step 2. Combine apples, 9.5 cups water, and lemon juice in a 6-quart pot. Bring to a boil over medium-high and reduce to a simmer over medium. Stir in cloves and cinnamon sticks. Cook, stirring occasionally and mashing the apples with the back of a spoon until most of the apples are broken down, about 15 minutes. Remove from the heat and let stand 10 minutes. Step 3. Set a fine mesh strainer lined with cheesecloth over a large heat-proof bowl. Pour the apple mixture through a strainer, pressing gently with the back of a spoon to extract the remaining juices. Discard the solids, then measure out 6 cups juice and discard any remaining juice. Rinse the pot. Return to the stove. Step 4. Combine the juice and sugar in the pot. Bring to a boil over medium-high and cook, skimming the foam occasionally until the mixture registers 220 degrees Fahrenheit to 222 degrees Fahrenheit on a candy thermometer, 35 to 40 minutes. Step 5. Ladle the mixture into hot, sterilized half-pint canning jars, leaving 1/4 inch space between the top of the apple mixture and the rims of the jars. Wipe the jar rims and gently twist on lids until they just catch. Process in a water bath canner for 5 minutes. Start timing when the water returns to a boil. Remove the jars and completely cool on a wire rack about 2 hours. Let them stand 24 hours before serving. Flower power. A Louisiana farm turns Roselle hibiscus blooms into an array of delicious products by Maggie Han Richardson. There's a booth at the Red Stick Farmers Market in Baton Rouge where the star attraction is hibiscus. But it's not the showy ornamental plant you often see adorning southern front porches. It's Roselle hibiscus, the smaller, blood-red flower with a fruit that's long been used in a variety of culinary applications. Clinton, Louisiana's Lena Farms, began cultivating it in 2012, tapping into a rising interest in hibiscus teas and other products. Founder, Judia Dugas, stands over tidily arranged containers of dried hibiscus flowers, along with simple syrup, pepper jelly, chutney, and bottled and dried teas, all made with the versatile plant. Everything is grown and produced by Judia and her family on land that they have lived on and worked on for 5 generations. Her customers fall into 2 camps, those who are familiar with the fruit's gently tart flavor and lauded health benefits, and those who are hibiscus curious. How long are you supposed to steep it? One shopper asked. As long as you want, Judia replies. You just watch the color. In other words, don't overthink it. Drop a tablespoon or two of the dried fruit into a few cups of boiling water and witness the shade change from fuchsia to deep ruby. The darker it is, the more pronounced the taste, she says. More than a decade ago, Judia was raising chickens and growing vegetables when she heard about a seminar on hibiscus hosted by the College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences at Southern University and A&M College. Instructor and researcher Myla Burhane was encouraging local farmers to try planting hibiscus, also known as Jamaica sorrel, a subtropical native African species that's long been grown throughout Asia and the Americas, but it's still gaining traction in the U.S. Louisiana's abundant sunshine and rainfall provide winning conditions for optimal growth. Judia decided to give it a shot, planting 7 seedlings on a well-drained field bordered by stately hardwoods. They took off, and she began bringing the dried flowers to her stall at the Red Stick Farmers Market on Thursdays and Saturdays. Once we saw that we could be successful, we started to grow more of the hibiscus and create other products from it. Top sellers include hibiscus habanera pepper jelly, made with Judia's homegrown peppers, and ready-to-drink bottle tea infused with ginger and turmeric. The farm's increased production means planting 400 seedlings every spring and relying on help from her son, Sherman, and other family members. Under normal weather conditions, the fast-growing annuals can be harvested as early as late July. But weather, of course, defies consistency. If there's a drought or another unexpected event, she says, the fruit might not be ready until the end of September. Regardless of the timeline, she aims to collect enough flowers to yield about 1,000 pounds of product, which can last until next year's harvest. Hibiscus must be replanted annually, and it hates the cold. Once the first frost comes, she says, there's no more. The plants compensate for their temperature sensitivity with an explosion of warm weather growth. By late summer, springtime seedlings have morphed into lush, full bushes, laden with crimson flowers. Their branches stretch in all directions like unruly calyx, and they aren't spent once they're gathered. Just as soon as Judia finishes harvesting one with her small snippers, and a new round of flowers prepares to emerge. If its rapid regeneration gives Roselle hibiscus a sci-fi quality, so does its unique appearance. Dramatic red flowers, which are known as calyxes, feature soft, spiny petals that are both elegant and a little bit scary. Inside each is a seed pod. We take the pod out and dry it, and then we're able to use the seeds for planting the next season, explains Sherman. In fact, Lena Farms hands over a supply of dried seeds to Mila, who propagates them for the farm with the help from Southern University agriculture students. They then return the seedlings to Judia in the spring, ready to go in the ground. Once they harvest the fruit, Judia and Sherman painstakingly remove the stems and leaves from the calyxes. Although the leaves are edible, separating them intensifies the finished product's pure rosy hue. Then the mother and son dehydrate the fruit, placing the dried flowers in bags or containers to take to the market. They use the hibiscus to make jams, jellies, and most recently simple syrup, which was a big hit with cocktail enthusiasts. They also make and bottle their own tea recipe. They also make and bottle their own tea, a recipe Sherman helped develop to soothe his post-workout fatigue. Hibiscus, ginger, and turmeric are steeped together to create the drink. They'll add some sugar to one batch, while another remains unsweetened. It's so refreshing, Sherman says. My 9-year-old son came home from soccer practice really tired and said, "Daddy, can I have some tea? It really makes you feel good." Touchdown dip for the win. This warm and cheesy appetizer brings the heat, no matter who's playing, by Ivy Odom. Certain foods have the magical ability to transport you to a different place. When I was in college at the University of Georgia, our family tailgates were never complete without my mama's dog food dip, a nod to Uga, the team's bulldog mascot. One taste of this bubbling hot combo of Velveeta and Rotel takes me back to a red and black tent on South Campus in Athens, where everyone crowded around a slow cooker for a last bite of the cheesy mixture before kickoff. Back home in Birmingham, I have recreated her recipe for game days, but with a twist I picked up from my travels. I visit New Mexico Hatch Valley every fall to help family friends put up green chilies and then fly back with a cooler slam full of our efforts. Over time, I have found plenty of inventive ways to use up my stash, like my spicy lemonade recipe to follow. But the touchdown dip below is easily a fan favorite. My version takes a few creative liberties with my mom's classic queso, like using green chilies in place of Rotel. But it's just familiar enough to make you dream of Saturdays in the South. Rivalries may be strong, but nothing brings us all together quite like hot, melty cheese. Touchdown dip. If you're not eating this right away, transfer it to a slow cooker, set on low, and garnish just before serving. Active, 25 minutes. Total, 25 minutes. Serves 8. 8 ounces fresh Mexican chorizo, casings removed. 1 12-ounce can evaporated milk. 1 pound white American cheese, chopped or torn. 1 cup shredded pepper jack cheese, about 4 ounces. 3 4-ounce cans diced green chilies, drained. Sliced jalapeno chili. Fresh cilantro leaves. Pickled red onions and crumbled queso fresco for garnish. Tortilla chips and green hot sauce, such as El Yucateco, for serving. Step 1. Heat a 10-inch cast iron skillet over medium. Add the chorizo and cook, stirring to crumble until browned, about 8 minutes. Drain on a paper towel lined plate and then wipe the skillet clean. Step 2. Add evaporated milk to the skillet and heat over medium until the edges begin to bubble, about 5 minutes. Reduce the heat to medium low and add American and pepper jack cheeses. Cook, stirring constantly until melted, 6 to 8 minutes. Stir in the green chilies and cook until heated through, about 2 minutes. Remove the skillet from the heat and top with cooked chorizo, jalapenos, cilantro, pickled red onions, and queso fresco. Serve with tortilla chips and hot sauce. Green chili lemonade. Stir together 3 cups water, 1 and 1/2 cups each of fresh lemon juice and simple syrup, and 2 4-ounce cans diced green chilies in a pitcher. Chill at least 2 hours or overnight. Pour through a fine mesh strainer into a large measuring cup or a bowl. Then discard the green chilies. Return the lemonade to the pitcher and serve over ice. Then garnish with lemon wheels. Active 20 minutes. Total 20 minutes plus 2 hours of chilling. Serves 6 to 8. We have come to the end of our program. I'm Joyce Davis, and I will be back soon.